Speaking of getting ready, Ben Rutten is getting ready to take over the reins as the senior coach of the Essendon Football Club for season 2021. And this, I believe, is his first radio interview before that fact. So we are very pleased about that. The coach of the Bombers joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Rats.
G'day, Harps, Whitey and John. How are
you? We're going very well, mate. Great to have you with us. Now, the last time I saw you, Ben, was last week in a moving van, an Essendon Club Football Club moving van. What were you doing, man?
Yeah, the first paycheck hasn't rolled in yet, so I had to get on the tools myself and
You're moving house?
Yeah, no, moving house, mate. So I've had to move a few things in the storage, so I thought I'd get amongst it and do a bit of it myself.
If I was a regular footy fan, I would have whipped my phone out and taken a photo of the coach in the Bombers van just for something to do. It would have been a great photo, right? But I didn't do that to you.
If I was driving around with a mask on, I didn't want to be recognised.
Hey, how's your world at the moment, right? So is your head spinning or are you fully in control of what this preparation phase for the Bombers for next season looks like?
Yeah, now it's been a pretty busy period in during the off season, but something's been really, really good. We've got obviously just coming out of the trade period and now moving into the draft, and we've got our first of 5 year players back next week. It's a really busy time for footy clubs, and especially given the circumstances with the reduced list size and all that. There's a fair bit going on, but something I've really enjoyed and got some great support there at the club.
Well, we know that you've been floating around the traps there at the Bombers for a little while now, but this is your first crack to take the reins fully. Is there an air of pressure being eased on the back of that, or is there more pressure? Because it's been a conversation for the last couple of years of you and John and how it was going to work. Now it's all yours. Is that an easier thing to deal with now?
Yeah, no, look, I think, last year I was involved in the succession or the transition period, and it was a unique opportunity that not a lot of senior coaches, get the opportunity to do. So that's something I've been grateful for John. I've got a lot of respect for John, and, the responsibility and the empowerment that he gave me last year as an assistant coach. But, I'm really excited to take over in my own right now, and, to have that responsibility to be the senior coach moving forward. And it's important, I think, that that I'll get marked as a senior coach from now moving forward, and I'm really, really looking forward to coaching my first game in March.
And Ben, what's the first job on the list? We've got a lot of Essendon fans on the RSN end station, so what can they expect? What's the sort of brand of footy that you guys are going to be carrying on into the next season?
Yeah, look, ultimately, I'm really keen for us to establish a really strong brand of footy that's going to hold up in finals, ultimately. And I think we've seen in the past that, really strong defensive teams and really strong teams that are in the contest are the key to that. And, our guys are really hungry to do that. I've been down the club a fair bit over the last, month or two in particular, and the amount of guys we've got in there training and working hard and building that chemistry during the off season has been fantastic, and it's probably because a lot of them haven't been able to get away as they typically would in the off season. It's meant that they've spent a lot more time together, and I think that's going to be a real advantage for us. But ultimately, I want us to build a really strong blue collar footy team that's known for really strong hard work and a disciplined footy team, and one that I'd love our members and supporters to turn up every week knowing what they're going to get from us and being really proud of the style of play that we play. And I think that's an Essendon, it's the core of who Essendon is. It's a hard-working team and that fight really hard. They're tough in the contest and they're really dependable. And I think our players are really looking forward to that, and they're really driven to be part of the success of the Essendon Footy Club.
I'm interested, Ben, in what we'll see from Essendon in 2021. How similar will it be to 2020 based on you being in the coach's box as you were, but now as you are the senior coach, how different will it be in 2021? So what's the... I don't know whether you can put a percentage on it, but how would you look at it that way?
Yeah, look, it is a difficult thing, but there's always, at the end of any season, there's always there's always changes, with lists and certain personnel within the footy club. Or maybe we've had a little bit more change than other footy clubs, but I think that's something that should bring some real excitement and some real energy. And as I said before, I think our current players, there's a real drive and there's a real ambition about what we can achieve. And we've just finished up a trade period where we've been able to bring in some really quality people, first and foremost, as well as some quality footballers. And Jai Caldwell out of Essendon, out of the Giants, Peter Wright, both former first round draft picks, and also Nick Hyden from St Kilda, who's a former Bomber. He had a couple of years at St Kilda, but he's a player as well. I was really keen to bring him to the footy club. He's got great character, and he's a really hard worker, and he's going to add a lot to our footy club. And I think it's great to see that we've got three players that were desperate to come to the Essendon Footy Club, and we're able to get that done. And they're going to strengthen our position and bring a different element to what we've had previously.
Did that give you a lot of confidence, Ben? Because there was a lot of negative things said about the football club based on the players that wanted to leave. And there were questions asked about the culture of the football club that you were part of. The way the trade period played out, did that change your view to give you more confidence, or were you always confident that things weren't as bad as it seemed?
Yeah, look, I was always really confident. I've got a lot of belief in our playing group and what we can do. I think, if we look at the guys who did decide to leave, we had a couple of guys who wanted to get back home. Joey obviously wanted a lifestyle change, and Sutty was the one that was probably was more disappointing and one we probably didn't quite see coming. But and we always want to keep good people and good players at our footy club, and we fight really hard for them. But ultimately, they've made the decision that they want to pursue their footy elsewhere, and ultimately, we want guys who are really committed to the Essendon Footy Club and happy about their environment where they're in. So although we wish all those guys all the best and they've been really strong contributors for our club, I was always really confident in us as a footy club, and to have those three guys bring those guys into the club through the trade period was fantastic. We had to have Josh Dunkley as well, who was really keen to become a Bomber. Put them alongside Shield and Smith and Stringer in recent years. I think this is a really desirable place to be, and I think at the moment there's some real excitement and anticipation about what we can do moving forward, and I'm certainly going to put high performance front and centre of what we do, and really keen to build a really strong footy club as quick as we possibly can.
So you mentioned before, Rats, that we're still in the acquisition phase, then the trade period, but the draft is just around the corner, and the Bombers go in with a pretty solid hand, just by the way, with picks 6, 7, 8 amongst their draft hand this year. I'm interested, just from your perspective, of your involvement in it, because I imagine the footy club wants to give you the best possible chance to start the way that you would like to start, and obviously keep young talent would be a part of your plan going forward. Do you have a say in what happens from here, and how much involvement do you have in the drafting of what sort of players you want, or whether or not you want to say, no, trade that for pick one or pick two, and let's get the best kid and just work from there?
Yeah, look, it's a good point. And I think you're right in saying, I mean, to have three picks in the top 10 going into this draft is something I don't think we've seen at Essendon in a long period of time. And especially this year, given it's the compromised season that juniors have had, and the Victorian kids haven't had an opportunity to play all season. So to have three picks, in the top 10 gives us a really good opportunity to pick up some high-quality players. And we can have probably a little bit more certainty around who we're picking up at that pointy end. But certainly, I'm a member of our list management team and certainly have a strong voice in what we're doing. And I know Adrian and our recruiting team are doing the power of work and have done over the last couple of months. But even now, they've focused all their attention on the draft. And I'm certainly going to have some involvement in who we pick there, and bringing in Bombers is going to be a really strong focus for me, and that's having really strong character as well as talent. I think that's important that we continue to build that. But yeah, look, I think it's It's a fantastic hand that we haven't had for a long period of time. And I think, you know, if we look in recent years, we look at what Port were able to do with three, you know, top 20 picks in the recently, being able to pick Rosie, Butters and Dersmer. I think that's a really good live example of what an injection of youth and enthusiasm and talent can do really quickly to your club. Now we'll bring in different personnel, but I'm really confident that we'll be able to bring some long-term Essendon players into our club. That'll, you know, and I'm sure we'll, you know, I'm sure our fans will be able to see them play some footy for us next year.
Is there an area of the ground that is more important to you to stock up on at the draft?
Yeah, look, I think it's important in the draft just to pick the best possible players. I mean, there's, and I think that's going to be our focus. There potentially be a period where there's a line ball decision and clubs will choose a player based on their needs. But, you know, when you get three top 10 picks, I think it's important to get the best possible players and the ones who are going to help you moving forward.
Could there be a situation where you upgrade and maybe try and get to 1, 2, and 3 by taking two of your three picks, or are you happy with the picks you've got?
Yeah, look, we're certainly happy with the picks we've got, but that is certainly an option that we'll have. And I think we've got that opportunity right up until draft night. So
yeah.
If we feel that, you know, we're able to trade our way to get a higher pick and we think that that's going to be a better result for us as a club, we'll certainly be looking at that and how that might impact us moving forward. But we haven't made any concrete decisions on that just yet.
Paul Brasher, tell us about Paul, because he's made quite an impact in his short time as chairman, and I think he's really resonated with the fans, and he's been part of a fairly significant review internally. Were you nervous about what he had to say and the questions he asked, or were you comfortable, and what sort of impact do you think it's already had?
Yeah, look, I think it's been fantastic. I think, you know, to have a new president come in, and I think his communication style, I think his honesty and his transparency has been, you know, has really resonated with not only the fans, but also the people at the footy club, you know, the coaches and staff and players as well. And I think the fact that, you know, we should be looking at what we're doing at the footy club. We didn't have the season that we wanted last year, and there's some disappointment around that, and we need to get better. So for Paul to, you know, conduct the review and look at not only some things that we're doing well, but more importantly, where are some opportunities that we can grow and get better as a footy club? You know, I think that's something that I certainly welcome as a coach, and certainly open to. And if we can find some more ways to improve the way we do things and some of our methods of the way we go about things, I'm certainly open to that. So I think he's been, really enjoyed the time I've spent with Paul, and I think his communication style and the way he's resonated with our people has been fantastic.
I invited questions from the Essendon fans to ask you, Ben, so I'll just ask a couple. We've covered a few of them off already. Questions around the obvious one, the transition from yourself, from John to yourself. Did it work?
Yeah, look, I think that's one. I think it's a good question, and one that I know there's a lot of interest around. Look, I've got a lot of respect for Woosh. I think he's, and I think we can't lose sight of what, you know, the period that he walked into at Essendon, and the time that he's had here. It was, you know, there's a lot of sacrifices that John made to do the role, and he was able to take over the club at a really emotional time and a time where the club needed to be rebuilt and build some trust again and with our players, with our staff and with our supporters. And I think he took over at such an important time in our history. And also the succession he provided a great opportunity for me to continually refine my philosophies as a coach. And I think it's one of those things that will actually be able to determine that in a few years. And I think there's no doubt I'm a better coach, having been through that period last year under John. And it certainly set me up to be able to take take over the reins now as a senior coach moving forward with some real confidence and some real excitement. And I've had another 12 months to be able to look at, have a really close look at the club and our players. And as I said before, I've got a really strong belief in our playing group and our staff. And I think there's a real sense of urgency that we can, that every decision we're going to be making moving forward is about what's going to best position us to win a premiership. And I think that's exactly what we should be doing as a club.
Now, mindful of time, so two very quick ones again from the fans. Injuries were an issue last year. Fans that were hearing, they're worried about that. Can you fix that?
Yeah, look, I'm certainly worried.
Are you a doctor?
No, not a doctor, but, you know, injuries, we know they're part of the game, you know, and we've got to find that line that we're not pushing our players too hard that they get injured, and we're actually preparing them for the rigours of AFL footy. I think we had a bit of bad luck with our injuries last year. I think we had three syndesmoses, which is you know, those rolls of the ankle with Stringer, Laverty and McGrath at the end. Dyson Heppel had a really weird break in his foot. We didn't see any of Paddy Ambrose all year. All through kind of those collision impact injuries, which are difficult to do anything about. We're certainly looking into could we have done prepared our players better in those situations, but sometimes you get a bit of bad luck, and I feel that was more of the case for us last year. But certainly in the past, there's been some areas where we're constantly looking to refine the way we train, the way we prepare our guys. And our medical team do a great job. They work tirelessly to make sure we've got best available players each week.
And one final one, the forward line situation. Now, I've been pretty strong on the fact that I thought you should have traded for a more experienced forward to help you kick more goals. A lot of texts and tweets have come in about your forward line. How are you going to fix that?
Yeah, look, I do get the interest around our forward line, and it's an important part of us, absolutely. We've brought in Peter Wright from the Gold Coast, who, as I said, I'm a big believer that we can get the best out of him, and he hasn't reached his potential so far in his career, and we know that big guys can take a little bit longer to develop. And I'm also really bullish about Harry Jones, who we picked up last year in the draft. He's putting on some size. He's running really well and training really hard. So I kind of certainly see, in terms of our forward line, our key targets, you know, there's Harry Jones, there's Peter Wright, and I'm excited to... I don't think we've seen the best out of James Stewart either. He's had some injury problems over his time here at Essendon, but I think he's in really good shape as well. And we add them on top of, you know, Pippen Woody and Stringer and Devin Smith and other guys that roll through our forward line. So I get that we see on paper we've had some forwards leave, but what that does is provide an opportunity and some space for some other guys to step into their roles. And, you know, we need to find multiple avenues to goal anyway, and that's need to be a really strong focus for us moving forward anyway.
Well, it'll be a keen watch for all Bomber supporters. You're a much talked about club on this program, Rats, the Essendon Football Club, and I reckon will be a major focus for a lot of media through 2021 as well. Just last one before I let you go, and we do appreciate how generous you've been with your time this morning. How do you find the balance now that your world changes, as I'm sure, as the senior coach, and more responsibility that comes along new? How do you balance family life and work life and just being able to be a normal human?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, and you know, I've got I'm a really strong family guy, and I've got you know, a wife and two young boys that are, you know, my eldest Jack is about to go into high school, and they've got a 10-year-old as well who's about to go into grade 5. So they're really strong parts in my life, and a really good way to balance out what we do day to day and the rigours of the pressures of footy, which we love doing, but also, you know, family's a big part of what I do as well. So I'm sure there'll be a strong part of how we balance those things out.
Well, we look forward to seeing how it goes, and we wish you the best of luck. It's a big job. It's a pressure job in the world of AFL footy, the Essendon Football Club job. There's only 18 of them, but this one's a big one. We wish you the best of luck in 2021 and beyond.
Good on you. Thanks, guys. Cheers.